Hi, you're listening to On Manorama's Explainer Podcast, Newsbreak, a weekly show that breaks down news in a clutter-free manner. This is Harita Benjamin, and today we are here to talk about review bombings, the unfortunate practice of posting negative but not necessarily true reviews of products to deliberately undermine their sales. In this highly connected world, review bombings can affect almost anything from movies to books to food. In the context of the recent intervention by the Kerala High Court, we are here to discuss review bombings in the world of cinema. My colleagues Deepa Soman, Vishnu Muralitharan and Swati Ajit have joined us today for the discussion. So let's begin with Vishnu. So Vishnu, Kerala Film Producers Association and the director of the movie Aaromilinte Aadhya Pranayam, Mubeen Rauf, had approached the Kerala High Court seeking a relief from the practice of review bombing. What is your take on the matter?
Hi, Harita. So the term review bombing in itself is a strong word. I believe if reviews could write the fate of a movie, films like Animal wouldn't have made it past the first day in theatres. But we all know what happened there, rather unfortunately. However, having said that, the advent of social media has made reviewing a much more brutal exercise. Back in the day, if word of mouth and reviews from media houses were the only source of knowing how a movie was faring at the box office, today anybody and everybody can air their views, right? With like layers of anonymity promised by the cyber world. There is no accountability and they're not burdened by the task of having to articulate their reviews even. And I think the film industry in general just needs to accept that the scenario has changed. And as long as our constitutional rights to express our views exist, people won't hesitate from calling a spade a spade. But then again, from the maker's perspective, the smaller movies with a fresh cast and crew take the bigger hit from negative reviews, I feel. See, big production houses with the biggest stars in the industry, they pay cinema troll pages to hype their movies with posts and stories that get the adrenaline rushing. But then again, coming back to smaller fish, most indie production houses almost never have the budget to market their movies like the big ones do. So the fate of a lot of these movies depend on the first day reviews, and if that's bad, that could spell the end for that movie's chances of becoming successful. Let's take Malaikottai Vaaliban for example. When the movie was faced with overwhelmingly negative reviews, the team immediately shifted gears to balance the narrative surrounding the movie and came out with posters, deployed cinema pages to write about the cinematic excellence that is Vaaliban and whatnot. But sadly, that is not the case with smaller movies, is it? They dream of a theater release and are often forced to go the OTT route for fear of failure. This does not mean a bad small movie should be given the pass, just that it becomes a lot more harder for them to come back from a negative review than the bigger ones.
Now, over to Deepa. So, Vishnu spoke about small budget films. Now, let's look at the big budget and the mass movies, as we say. Let's take Liju Ojo's Pellicheri's Malaikottai Vaaliban. The producer of the movie, Shibu Baby Joan, had in fact said that the movie was being targeted by fan groups. What do you think?
If he has said that, I wonder what his proof is to back that statement. Because it's a practice now to accuse fan groups or YouTube social media reviewers of targeted attack if they give a film a poor rating. In the case of Malaikottai Vaaliban, one might say there were reasons to feel it was attacked, as there was some noise against the movie by those who supported and opposed Mohanlal's political leanings and him staying away from the Ram temple consecration and all that. But we are no strangers to films that went on to become massive hits, even after fans or others gave them poor ratings. And the perfect example is Animal. If people like a film, they will watch it regardless of any hate campaign. And in today's OTT world, they are further motivated to watch films, especially if there are hate campaigns against them. Harita, we had spoken to people who watched Nayanthara's Annapurni on Netflix just because there was a hate campaign against it, haven't we?
Yes, in fact, our previous podcast was on how targeted hate campaigns can lead to pulling out of movies from OTT platforms.
Yes, and another thing, Malayalam has never been an industry where hate campaigns work against movies. Lijo's films always have a niche audience of their own, and I feel a lot of them loved Malaikottai Vaaliban. The rest of us, like me, couldn't connect with it, and thus opined it didn't work for me. See, Viewers express their disappointment in multiple ways. Some of them are refined and restricted as personal opinion, and others might throw blanket statements like, oh, padam bore aayirunnu. I would say it's wrong to dub even such lines, which are just mere unrefined statements, as targeted attacks by fan groups. I'm not saying if they are using abusive language, it's right, but I don't think such lines or even videos are powerful enough to ruin good movies if viewers can kind of connect with the films. Also, let's not forget, all these makers conveniently forget how a lot of times viewers are bombed with so-called positive film reviews of fans on social media, especially after first day first shows of megastar movies. Annan Polichu, Annan Mass, Annan's Comeback. There are diehard fans who post all these lines even before watching the movies, right? Isn't that too review bombing? Imagine if the viewers complain, saying these are targeted attacks to steal their money. That's my thought on it.
Interesting. So now, Swati, now let's move on to another line of topic, the legal aspect. The amicus curiae appointed by the High Court in the case last year said that there was substantial evidence to prove that vested interests were behind some of the reviews. Kerala Police even initiated legal action against some online reviewers following a complaint by Ubeni E, the director of Malayalam movie Rahel Magan Kora. So do you think these moves could actually bring down these targeted attacks? And could you possibly elaborate on, you know, the sections under which an FIR is registered in this case?
Harita, I think the question is whether legal action can be taken against someone, be it a reviewer or an ordinary person. Expressing opinions is a fundamental right and not a punishable offence under the law. But in cases of negative reviews, a case may be registered under IPC sections 385 and 34, which means causing fear with the intent of extortion and engaging in a criminal act with shared intention. So it's important to note that a case isn't initiated solely for expressing an opinion. So for example, if person A files a case against person B for defamatory content, both A and B must provide evidence in the court.
Swati, how can both A and B prove that an extortion has or has not happened?
So Deepa, A needs to show documentation of B's malicious intent, while B must provide the absence of negative intent in their actions. With that said, I think it's important to understand that targeted reviews and reviewers are not exempt from rules and regulations just because expressing personal opinion is a fundamental right. If an individual or a media outlet explicitly states that their views in an article or a video or any medium are personal, I guess then it's okay. But if legal action is taken against them for deliberately targeting movies and publishing negative reviews without substantial grounds, they may face legal consequences if they cannot provide valid justifications in court.
So I think a sound legal system which is implemented properly could help reviewers in general. So on one hand, it would prevent people with malicious intent from reviewing. And on the other hand, it would also prevent movie makers from making blanket statements about movies in general, right? Or reviews in general. So I think, Vishnu, could you possibly tell us about how the aggressive marketing and the disappointment which follows is also the reason for increasing allegations of review bombing? Now, Deepa had pointed out how positive reviews should also be included in the category of review bombing, right? So is marketing also one of the reasons why there is this increasing disappointment when such negative reviews come into place?
I believe so. Yes, Harida. See, the higher the hype, the higher the disappointment if a movie doesn't turn out as promised, and the higher the anger that would be projected at it. Like I said earlier, as persons working in the media industry, we may have restrictions in expressing the depth of a disappointment on paper. I mean, let's face it, we are all fans of Mohanlal or Mammootty, and when their movies don't work, it often feels like a personal loss. But the public are not bound by any such restrictions and are not answerable to anybody, and their reactions will be emotional, rash, and even hurtful. Again, with regard to Valuban, the makers did not hold back from selling this as an epic comeback of the avataram that is Mohanlal. Those who worked in the movie even threw strategically planned bits and pieces to get the hype to feverish levels. And then for most people, the makers pulled an Odeon. Lijojo Pellicheri said someone called it the worst movie ever made in Malayalam and that it hurt him. While I understand the pain, he should know better by now that it was an emotional reaction of a fan who came with high expectations and left extremely disappointed. They started calling the movie a Muthashikada and an experimental movie after the opening day setback. Had they stuck to calling this an out-and-out LJP movie that has Mohanlal in it, I think the audience would have been a little more forgiving. See, Nanpagal Nerthu Mayakam didn't come with any promises, if I remember correctly, and that helped the movie. Demanding the audience to be cinema literate before airing their views is as good as insulting their film sensibilities and telling them, just watch it, don't feel it. Pellicheri himself has said, never underestimate the audience, and I think he should listen to his own advice on this one. Again, the same was the issue with movies like King of Kotha, Gold, etc. Even Alphonse Puthen's denial mode is sad to see on social media. See, it's just simple. Market your movie for what it is. To me, if your star is the biggest attraction of the movie, that means it has nothing else to offer and is heavily banking on the gullibility of the fans to make the movie successful.
All right. So now, while considering the different options for curbing these review bombings, the Kerala High Court had inquired about the possibility of having a separate portal operated and monitored by a separate unit where people or producers can upload information about malicious review bombings. It stated that the issue now was that a criminal complaint or cyber complaint had to be filed against these review bombings. Deepa, what do you think about this suggestion?
I'm not sure about what they will treat as malicious content and the yardsticks they will employ. I think we can say something only if we have clarity on that. And regardless, I don't think such a system will work. Because the response to works of art, like cinema, can be extremely subjective. Unless there is a monetary or criminal element that can be clearly defined to distinguish what's allowed and what's not allowed, a system like this can always be controversial at best.
All right. Now, moving on, I think we should look at it from the perspective of reviewers as well, right? Now, Swati and Deepa, both of you have been reviewing movies for quite some time now. So, Swati, as a reviewer, how challenging do you think these allegations about review bombings or, you know, this campaign against negative reviews are going to affect you as a reviewer?
Yes, Harita. So one of the primary challenges that I face, and indeed any reviewer for that matter, is maintaining credibility and also expressing our honest views. So like Deepa said, reviews are subjective and finding a balance between personal preferences and objective evaluation is not that easy. So there might be pressure to conform to popular opinions or expectations, especially if a film has received significant hype or backlash. For example, when I reviewed Vijay's Leo, I attended the fan show. So perhaps because it was a fan show, I really enjoyed the movie and I gave it a great review. But when I checked other reviews, I found them to be mixed or negative. So I believe ultimately it comes down to what you think. If you aim for longevity in the business, it's best to stick to your opinions rather than conforming to what others think is right. So we have to understand that everyone may not agree with the review, and openness to criticism is a two-way street. At the end of the day, review is a product. So if a filmmaker or anyone questions your authority to review a movie, it's important to understand that reviewing doesn't necessitate such an extensive background in movies. So as regular individuals, sharing honest views, our perspectives as moviegoers are valuable in their own right.
Okay, all right. So Deepa, would you like to add some remarks to that?
I would say our filmmakers should accept that any product today gets a review, whether they like it or not. It's not just movies. A creator of art should be able to take all kinds of feedback. And it can come from anyone, you know, those with the product knowledge and others. Yes, in the current political scenario, a section of them might at times resort to all the hashtag boycott gimmicks. But our industry hasn't fallen prey to such stunts yet. Malayalam industry, I'm referring to. We have filmmakers who say glorified sexism or violence in movies won't influence our audience, right? If so, why should they fear the social media reviewers will influence the audience? What has a bigger impact, a big movie or a social media reviewer or a YouTube reviewer? Just think about that.
All right. Thank you, Deepa. Thank you, Swati. And thanks, Vishnu. That was a wonderful discussion on review bombing. This is On Manorama's Newsbreak, an Explainer podcast produced by Harita Benjamin with technical production by Idea Brew Studios. It comes out every week and is available on all podcast platforms. So follow onmanorama.com for more updates.